You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That ain't hip hop. Atlanta week. We ending DE365 with a bang. You know what it is, man. We from the A, so we gonna give you the A. On this one, we're doing Spillage Village, Jid, and Earth Gang, Spilligion. I hope I said that right. Yeah, Spilligion. Yeah, so. All right. So, obviously, this is a collaborative project with a whole bunch of people. Spillage Village. Obviously, Jid, Earth Gang. But, you know, there's quite a few features. Chance the Rapper's on here. Hollywood JB. Lucky Day, Jordan Bryant, Mariba, Big Rube. You know what I'm saying? Some of these people I know, some of these people I don't know. The one thing that did take me aback on this project was how much singing was on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you look at it, and they call it spilligion, in religion, and you go to church, number fucking singing. So when I really thought about it from that perspective, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Now, I'll tell you this, though, Ken. It feels ATL.
Mm-hmm.
It feels ATL. It feels ATL soulful. So I like that aspect of it. But for whatever reason, and I listened to this project when I was getting ready for the the Dreamville TDE battle that me and BZ had, you know what I'm saying, just trying to pull tracks and stuff. And I was like, man, like nothing really just stands out here, though.
Hmm.
You know, not a bad project, but nothing really captures my ear, and it doesn't really have a lot of replay value for me. Because this is actually more one of the more recent joints, September 25th, 2020. But I don't know. Like, I don't go back to this at all. But it's some good shit on here, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's some good shit. You know, what you expect from Jid, what you expect from Earth Gang, you get that a lot. But I don't know. Like, I just don't know where I would really listen to this, right? Because, like, I like Baptized, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But, like, I don't really see myself bumping that when I'm in the car. I'm not going to revisit that. I'm not listening to it working out or anything like that. So this project in itself personally just fits in a weird space for me because it's not bad, and I would definitely recommend it, but I'm not recommending it for myself.
Yeah, this is my first time listening to this, doing this review. Yeah, this is good. I understand what you're saying, though. But yeah, when I listened, I was like, damn. Like, I didn't expect the singing as much as you did. I didn't expect the musical religious undertones as much until, you know. Of course, I listened to it, and then a couple of repeated listens, and it made sense. Like, Mecca is a good track, and I swear that motherfucker sounded like Kendrick Lamar. When all the band around the world, I was like, damn, is that fucking Kendrick? Yeah. I had to look, and it wasn't.
You know who it
I think
is.
When I think about when I look at this with like Earth Gang and Jid, I was like, man, I don't know if we got a Jid Spaz verse on here.
Nah.
Where he really stood out. I think he really blended in with what Earth Gang does, and they were really just this whole Spillage Village group. Mm-hmm. And because Jid was good, it's just always good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was waiting for like, where's that one where he just fucking goes off? But yeah, I don't think he did that. Mm-hmm.
just like Psalm Sing. Like another dope one, very soulful, very, like you said, it pulls from the church, but like when am I gonna rock to that?
You know, but I could definitely play this around the house if it sounds good. Yeah.
You can. Yeah. I didn't want to come off saying like this is not bad.
I know, yeah.
This is not bad. It's just, I don't know. I guess in my personal lifestyle, I'm not in the mood for that. Mm-hmm. And like even that song was dope, and it reminded me of Kanye. What the fuck is the album? The Burgundy cover. College Dropout. Mm-hmm. Like to me that's a Kanye song, damn near.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know. I don't know if it has that extra oomph on some of the songs.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys out here. I fucks with Lucky Day. I think we did one of his projects. Mm-hmm. O'Shun was dope. Cupid had a nice little swing to it. And I love the way it ended with that run, End of Days, Happy, and Jupiter. Because as soon as I heard Big Rube, I'm like, hey, that's Big Rube talking right there. But yeah, man, overall, I was like, damn, I felt like when I listened to this that I missed out when this dropped last year and I did not listen to it. And I think I recall people talking about it, but I never got around to it. And I was like, damn, I missed out on this whole thing. But a very, very good project. Yeah.
I feel you, and I don't necessarily – I can't agree with those sentiments. I don't feel like I missed out. I just don't. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to say I don't like it. It's just that this is one of those projects that came, I listened to it, and it went, and I'm like, okay, next.
Damn. I do feel you in that there are really no super standout tracks. So I think if you're a fan of Jid, Earth Gang, or this Atlanta stuff, or this type of Atlanta music, you'll probably play it a lot. But if you're like us, where we're kind of, you know, we have our pocket of stuff that we always listen to. We have stuff we'll check out because this is business and what we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and everything else. And I think this could have been one of those where, oh, new shit, Atlanta, let me hear what Atlanta's doing. Let me hear what they're doing. Check it out. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's cool. I'm going to just put this over here and get back to my pocket of what we're going to review. So, yeah, I get that. Yeah, it's a good joint.
12 songs, 50 minutes, a whole bunch of people can. Like I said, September 25th last year. What were some of your favorite tracks here?
Mecca, Shiva, End of Days, Happy, and Cupid.
So for me, give me Psalm Sing, give me Mecca, give me Oshun. I'll keep it there. But you guys know already what it is. Look, I broke it down. No single Sunday, no sixth project, 5 straight projects from Atlanta artists. That's how we closing out the year. DE365-21 is concluding. DE365-22 is on the way. Look, man, we fucking jumped the hurdle. It's like jumping the Grand Canyon. You don't believe it until your fucking big toe is landing on the other side. And we did that shit. And thank you guys for all of the continued support. DE365 is not going anywhere. We're continuing it just at a different capacity. So stay tuned for DE365-22. We out. Peace.